This is a mini-sode where I am thinking about a topic, in this case, that's coming up in my life. I'm going to take you behind the scenes today, and I'm going to talk about this topic for hopefully under 15 minutes, although I'm not going to lie, that's the hardest part of these mini-sodes. I could talk for hours on almost all the topics, but I'm going to try to keep it short, and I'm doing this so that we can be focused on one topic, I can share more with you, and that we can just start to think about different angles of different things. So that's the purpose. And today I'm going to take you behind the scenes of my own wellness journey right now, just the things that I'm thinking about right now. So before I jump into this, I have to tell you this cool thing that I'm really excited about. I'm going to do a whole episode on this, but because it's kind of connected to wellness, I'm going to tell you about this first. So I feel like all the time, I'm like, okay, Mia, what does self-care look like this week? I do that because I really want to walk my talk. I want to be a model. I want to do what I tell other people to do. And that is the thing I check up on Flow365ers all the time is I'm like, okay, well, how are you taking care of yourself? Where is self-care? How is that happening? Okay, how are we going to make that happen? I feel like a broken record often about self-care. And to be 100% honest, have never loved the word. So a few weeks ago, we aired an episode by Ashley Moon on decluttering. And when I was interviewing her, which had been before, I think it was back in December, it was back in 2023, she said something about how space care is a form of self-care, meaning like your space, your physical space, because she was talking about decluttering. And something about that just clicked. And I was like, oh. So when I'm really thinking about self-care, which for some reason is this word I don't love, what I'm really thinking about is body care, mind care, and soul care, and energy care. Don't you love that? So I'm going to talk more about that in coming weeks, but I just wanted to throw that out there for you. So the next thing I want to say as I go behind the scenes a bit into my own wellness right now is that I'm actually holding a lot right now, more than I may have in a long time around wellness. I would say, like, looking back a few years from now, I'll probably be like, wow, Mia, that was a big moment. And so I say that because I'm feeling really supported, which is always an important piece of me, like, stepping into new things. I feel really supported on this journey. And I've been on this journey for a while. So 14 years ago, I really changed up my food. That was when I took out gluten and dairy. And I would say that to me is the point where I started making positive changes to my wellness and my health. I mean, it's definitely been like an onion, right? There's always the next layer. But that moment 14 years ago when I first took that step, maybe it was 15 years ago. It was 15 years ago because my youngest is 15 now. But when I first took that step, I started to be nice to myself when I was making changes around my health. Before that moment, I was pretty much beating myself up on a regular basis. Nothing was ever enough. Nothing was ever happening fast enough, all those things. So I just want to say that because as I share all the things that are happening right now, my goal behind that is just for you to hear how I'm thinking. If anything resonates and you want to hear more about something, you can definitely come tell me on Instagram. But it's just to be helpful. Okay, so there's nothing about this that I think anybody else should go do all these things, especially all at once and without support, right? So I'm just saying it that way. Okay, so here's some of the things that are going on right now. You ready? So first of all, I'm going to start with the nose. So I've been thinking a lot about this earlier, but you know, whenever that switching moment was, 15 years ago, I guess, I took out dairy and gluten. So I said no to dairy and gluten. And it was probably a year or so that, you know, there was moments where I would walk into places and be like, oh, I can't believe I can't have that. Or like, I felt like there was something off. I do not feel that anymore. It took a year, but I do not feel that anymore. I have no problem with anyone else having gluten or dairy in front of me. Like, the biggest pain it is sometimes I have to advocate for myself and I'm like annoyed that somebody doesn't know how to make something, but like, it's not a thing that I can't have it. Recently, more recent years, about 5 years ago, I ran a little experiment around alcohol. It was before COVID, just before COVID. And I thought I was just going to do it for a month, but it shifted how I felt so much that I kept going. And so I haven't had alcohol in 5 years. And I'm telling you that part because there's still moments where I'm like, oh, I kind of might want a glass of wine right now, but then I don't really, so I don't do it. So I'm noticing my relationship with no, and like when no is like so not an issue, and when it's like, oh, there's still some unwinding to do. And so there feels less and less to do about this alcohol thing. And I was like, okay, so what is the thing that I really want to eliminate right now? And the thing that came up is a few things. There's three things that came up. One was detergent. I just want to make sure that the detergent we're using is clean, and I'm not 100% sure that it is. So that is on my list to figure out how the detergent we use can support my health. And then the other thing is something that I haven't done actually since my interview with Dr. Wendy Trubo a while back. It wasn't that long ago. It was probably back in December. And she talked about how she hasn't used hair dye or nail polish since she was having a really hard health moment. And when I was interviewing her, I was having a really hard health moment. So not with any diagnosis from any doctor or anything, I just felt inspired. And I was like, what would happen if I did that? And so I haven't, you know, highlighted my hair or gotten a manicure in that long. I mean, I get to take care of my hair and get haircuts and take care of my nails and all the things, but I haven't done that. I've said no to it. And I'm still uncomfortable with that one. So I'm just saying that out loud to you. Like, I don't love that I'm so gray. I know that often I get feedback of, but it looks so wise. You know, my husband loves it. My husband actually genuinely loves it. And, you know, some days I'm like, I wish I wasn't so gray. So I'm just playing with it. But right now, I'm really excited that not having that might actually really benefit my health. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's how I'm playing with no. Now, I mentioned that it's felt like a really intense health time. And so that's been really important with me stepping into my health at what feels like a new level. I'm like, oh my gosh, Mia, I'm always focused on something around health, but now I'm like, this is like, we got to dial it up, Mia. We're dialing it up. And it feels really good. And so here's the thing that happened. I'm definitely in that perimenopause-y stage for anyone who's been through that or is going through that. And one of the things that happened to me last December, so a few months ago, as I'm recording this, was that I got a period for, I don't know, 5.5 weeks that was not light and it was not fun. There was nothing fun about it. And it caused me to finally get a doctor that I trusted and all the things and go get tests and go get it checked out. And I ended up getting a biopsy because she wanted to rule out that I had cancer. So I don't know if you've ever had to do that, but the way that our system works, it's like not fast. So there was like a month in there where like, I thought all things were going wrong and I did a lot of mindset work around that. And that was really like, okay, Mia, it's time to clean it up. It's time to really go to the next level. And I say that because I'm pretty, like when people look at me, they're like, you're already healthy. You haven't had gluten or dairy in 15 years and, you know, blah, 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 you're fine. But it really was like, when I started this year, I was like, I think my word is vitality. And then this happened and I was like, maybe my word shouldn't be vitality, but I'm actually re-owning it right now. I'm like, maybe that is my word. And I'm just going to put attention and intention into really taking care of all those parts of myself, my body, my mind, my soul, and my energy. And it's feeling really good. So here's how that's like showing up in tangible things. So I'm about to step in again to my friend Tess Masters cleanse and her 60-day reset. So that's about to happen. I'm super excited. It's the fifth or sixth time I've done it. It's not easy by any way, shape, or form. A lot of people in Flow 365 do it, and I love the camaraderie of doing it together. Tess also has an amazing community that comes together through the times that she's hosting these. But it's more that like, I have some really big changes that are coming up and I don't want to do the food thing alone during it, if that makes sense. So the food part at this point is probably the most easeful piece of all this for me, but I just need it to be like fun and like planned. Like Tess gives me all the, like literally gives me the meal plan. And so I'm super excited to step into that. That's coming up really soon because I felt a little out of whack around just variety lately. So I'm super excited for that. The other thing that's been happening is I've been walking a lot. I'm training to walk the Camino with my daughter in May. We've had a lot of health snafus around here, y'all, in the past few months. My husband actually got eye surgery and they blinded him by mistake. He is now okay, but he had to sit up for 3 weeks. So like, I mean, it's the longest story. It was awful. And then recently my daughter stress fractured her back, and that's the person who I'm walking the Camino with. So I'm not sure that what I'm training for is actually going to happen, although it might, and I'm still keeping my fingers crossed, but I'm continuing to train. And so what this means is that I'm like following like something that someone said, like, this is how much you need to walk in order to be what I'm about to do, because I'm going to walk for 2 weeks. And so it's these long walks. So for many years, I walk all the time. I have a dog. We live near a park. I walk often to clear my head, but I always am walking for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And these are like 2 hour walks, and I have to make my way up to 5 or 6, you know, at some point. And so right now it's been 3 days a week for 2-ish hours. And it's been really interesting finding the time, way easier than I thought, by the way. And it feels, I'm feeling really good. I'm loving these walks. And I never, ever would have tried to walk for 2 hours had I not done this. So that's exciting. And as I started doing it, I started getting so tight. And my daughter's like, because you didn't take time to stretch before and after, which I probably did not, because I thought I was just walking. And so I started going back yoga, which I'm also loving. It also takes a ton of time. So every week what I'm doing is I'm just being really great about Sunday night. I'm scheduling out sometimes Friday before during our planning call in Flow 365. I schedule out my yoga and my walks for the week. And I try to do them not in the middle of the day so that they don't get in the way of work, but I can see them. I can see where I need kids to like fend for themselves in ways that they might not on other days, or how I could, you know, get support with dinner or do dinner earlier or whatever it is. So I've been putting that in the calendar, and it's been like 5 days a week of like 90 minute to 2.5 hour exercise situations. I never would have thought I had the time for that. And it's been going great. So that's been amazing. I've not been doing so great at water. I didn't know I was going to share the things I wasn't doing great at, but I have not been doing so great at water. And I'm telling you that because what I'm really excited about is that when I do Tess's thing, which is coming up really soon, I think it's in like 2 weeks, a big focus of hers is on hydration, but not necessarily with water. So I'm looking forward to have the support. I think I need more support around water, and I keep trying to set more alarms, but it's just not working. I'm in a phase right now where I'm doing a lot of writing because I'm developing a course for you all, by the way. And I just am not drinking. I'm not hydrated. So I'm working on that. And I'm excited to have support around that. Another thing that I've been doing probably for maybe the past 7 months is I've been trying to become somebody who actually takes my supplements. So for many years, I'm the person who buys the supplements, but then I like don't finish, or, you know, I skip a day and then I forget. And I really want to be somebody who couldn't do that. So what I decided to do was to pinpoint the 5 that I wanted to be taking. And it was like, you know, 6 season and all that. So it was like easy ones. It was like vitamin C and zinc and calcium and all those things. So I found the 5 that I wanted to start with, and I have been taking them for daily for about 5 months now. And I feel like I have the practice of going down. It's also helped with hydration, by the way, because I always drink my glass of water, but I've gotten down the practice of doing that before I start my workday. And so now I'm going to add to it. Like, I have a whole list of things I want to try that I want to do. And I'm super excited to add to it and to really be dialing in on my vitality and how supplements can help that. So really excited about that. And I'm really excited that I've been patient with myself, because I really have been patient. And I've made, you know, it was funny because it sounds silly. Supplements, whether you were taking 5 or 14, takes, you know, a few minutes. And I'm saying that it's hard for me to find time to do that, and easy right now for me to find time to walk and go to yoga. It makes no sense sometimes, this health stuff, y'all. But that is the truth about my health right now, is that it's been hard to take supplements, but I've been really patient. And now I'm going to like ease it up. And as I'm saying this out loud, I'm like, maybe I need to ease it up in 2 stages. So I add in a few, and then the next set is a little bit more nuanced. It has like a morning and evening part. And so I'm going to have to figure out like the two times of day thing. That's going to be my next thing. All right. Have you all heard of castor oil packs, by the way? They have changed my life. So when I had the whole heavy bleeding thing, my friend, mentor, and also has been on this podcast a few times, Syl Reynolds, told me about them. I don't know why I had never heard of them before, because everyone's like, how had you not heard of those before? Because I guess they're pretty mainstream. So don't feel bad if you haven't, because I had not heard of them. But they're all over Amazon and you can watch YouTube videos about them. But basically, it's putting castor oil on a wool piece of fabric and placing it over your abdomen and then putting heat on top of it and then like lying and letting it go in. And I swear to God, it created miracles. Like, I don't even know if my biopsy would have come clear before, but I did this for 30 days straight. It was so relaxing. And I'm a big fan. So now I'm just trying to do it once a week. Like, I'm just trying to like that. I get to go backwards, right? So supplements I'm upping and castor oil I'm getting a little bit more reasonable with. But that actually leads me into the next one, which is meditation, because one of the things that happened with those castor oil packs is I basically got to lie still for an hour every day. And I realized that my 10 minutes of meditation, which have become a habit, like aren't, it's not that they're not serving me. It's like, I want more. It's like, I need more than that right now. And I've also recently done this shamanic journey with Julie Hannon, who's also a teacher in Flow 365, but she does this shamanic wheel that was amazing. It was 12 days over, or 16 days, probably over 4 weekends. And there was a lot of meditation involved. And it just really called me back to this work. And so I just have this like vision that I have 2 hours every morning. I don't know that I'd be meditating the full 2 hours, but I want an abundant amount of time to be in meditation, to be journaling, to just really be tending to my soul. That's what I want for 2 hours every morning. I've had a few mornings of it. It is wonderful and amazing, and I have not yet figured out how to sustain it. So I'm working on it. That's coming. That's part of my thing right now. I'm working on those 2 hours. It seems like a lot with the walking, I'm not going to lie. And I'm noticing right now how when I prioritize these things, how time really does bend. It's like I knew this from when I first got healthy. Like when I first got healthy 15 years ago, y'all, I did not know what kale was. It was like really an impossible situation that I was doing what I was doing, but it created so much energy within me that it was almost like sometimes time didn't matter. And I got so much done in that time that was way outside of health, you know, around work and just showing up to my kids and what I was giving at home. And I'm feeling that again. I'm feeling like this is the next rung of that. So I'm excited. And I'm exciting to do that a little bit out loud because this all feels a bit strange. I'm not going to lie, to be sharing on a podcast that was supposed to be 15 minutes and is already 19 minutes. So I'm sorry. Okay. So meditation, 2 hours. I'm working on it. What I'm realizing is that I go and then daylight savings happens or somebody's sick or a doctor's appointment or something happens and it takes me off and it's hard for me to get back in. So for right now, what I'm doing is I'm picking 2 days a week that I'm just committed to, which means that if somebody else needs something, we need to find a different solution or I need to move it to a different morning, my meditation or the thing, whatever, but that I'm really committed to 2 mornings a week, making that 2 hour thing happen. So that is invigorating to me. So I'll keep you posted on how that goes. And then there's 2 more things I'm working on. Can you believe it? 2 more things. The first one is feels so rudimentary and you're like, I do this already, Mia, what are you talking about? But last summer, I had a thing that had to be taken off my face. Like the biopsy came back bad and I had to get it dug out of my face. I still have a scar. So every time I look in the mirror, I remember that me and Sun are not such good friends right now. I have very pale skin and I was definitely part of the baby oil phenomena in the 80s. And I just need to be really careful. And I still walk out the door sometimes at 11 o'clock to walk the dog. And I don't necessarily have put sunblock on. I mean, we don't live somewhere hot, so I haven't put sunblock on. I'm not wearing a hat. So I'm just trying to grow up around my relationship with the sun and really protecting myself. Like, because I want to be in the sun. I want to be out walking. I want to go on these 2-hour walks. And I have to wear a hat. I have to have sunblock. I have to really be smart at this point because last summer, that piece wasn't very fun. It really wasn't fun at all. All right, which brings me to the doctor situation. Is anyone else having the doctor situation? So I have a primary care doctor, and I'm learning to really like her. I've switched a lot in the past 12 years, so I don't have like the person I've had all the years. When I just had to have this whole biopsy situation, I found an OB who I like love. That feels new. And when my husband had this eye thing and my daughter has this back thing, I'm just noticing like, I don't know that we have all the right people for the current phase. And I just want to know like who our doctors are, like where we're going. I know there's going to be moments where we have to scramble, but I feel like doctors are really scrambly right now for me. Like, and I have tests I need to get. Everybody in flow has gotten colonoscopies in the past few months. And I'm like, yeah, I got to do that too. I have a mammogram that needs to be scheduled. Like there's just stuff that needs to happen. And I feel like I can sit down and just like power through it, but I really want to be more intentional about it. And I want it to just be I don't want to have to scramble, and I don't want it to feel like I have to do it. I want to be doing it because I'm taking care of myself. And I want to notice like where I still am having to do it and where I might want to invest more in myself. One of the things that I've been doing a lot is going to acupuncture again, which I love. And the other day I was there and I started going to actually support my daughter who we were looking for it as a tool and she wasn't loving it at first. So I was like, oh, I'll just get on the table in the other room and it'll be great. We'll do it together. And I was there the other day and Katya, who's the most amazing acupuncturist, was like, so wait, why are you here now? Like, you seem really good. And I left and I was like, oh, so I probably don't need another appointment. And then I was like, no, like, there's a piece of that that's just me taking care of myself in advance. Of course I'm going back, but that is a new thing. Like that's like a new gesture for me to like really own that it's okay to do that, to invest in myself, to invest in acupuncture, to invest in tests, down the line, it's like, what would happen if someone in flow right now is getting massages once a month? And it's like, how do I really take care of my body, my mind, my soul, and my energy? I'm thinking a lot about this right now, but those are the things I'm holding for right now. I hope that this behind the scenes served you in some way, and I will see you on the next minisode, which maybe will get to under 15 minutes.